Good morning and welcome back to a brand new episode of the podcast of Motherhood on Mondays with me, your host, Jessica Olson. Welcome back, guys. Today's topic is kind of a different one, but I haven't touched on it yet. And today we are going to be talking about why the clothing we put on our kids matters. And this is one of those topics that as like a teenager, I feel like we all used to fight our parents on of like, Mom, it really doesn't matter. Like, I just want to wear this. Like, why can't I wear this, you know? And today we're going to talk about clothes and why it matters. And so if that sounds interesting to you, you're probably asking yourself, what could she possibly be thinking about on this topic? It's not actually what you might be thinking. So let's talk about it. So clothes, why does clothes matter? I grew up with parents that were pretty strict with what we could wear, but also gave us a lot of freedom to like pick our own outfits. My parents would let us pick our own clothes and they'd moderate it if they needed to. And you know, there's many times that, you know, I put on what I thought was a very cute outfit for church and my parents would say, you're not leaving the house with that on. And something my parents were very good at is that as a child, they stuck to their guns, even if I gave pushback on it. And now as an adult, I can see why. And I think a lot of the times we don't think about in a deep way, honestly, the depth of the choices we make in our lives and how that reflects upon who we view God is and what that's saying about ourselves as Christians. And recently, I've just been seeing, you know, you scroll Instagram and, you know, as a mom, you come across all these different clothing brands. And, you know, sometimes you'll see t-shirts on kids that are just like flat out ridiculous. That you're like, okay, like I would never put that on my kid. Like, like obviously I'm not going to put a shirt on my child that says spoiled brat. Like no one wants to do that to themselves. But lately I've been seeing some shirts and just like clothes that, you know, people have put on their kids that like, for me as a mom, I'm like, like I would not do that. And I think the important thing is that in the world, a lot of people will view things as harmless or like not that big of a deal. And as Christians, I think it's really important that we are thoughtful about the how and the why of everything that we do in our lives and what it's pointing to. And it all kind of comes from this standpoint that nothing in the world is ever neutral. And that's something I will always say is nothing's ever neutral in the world. It's either pointing us towards God or pointing us away. And every decision we do, everything we say, all of those things reflect back on our belief of who God is and, you know, what we're saying we think of God. And so growing up, my parents were very particular with what we wore. And not just because they had girls, but because they also knew that the things that we put on our bodies mattered, because what we put on and what we would adorn ourselves with oftentimes flat out said what the reflection of our hearts were as girls. And you know, this might be less of a problem for boys. I'm raising two boys and I don't think they have ever cared about how they've looked a day in their lives. Clothing is not something they ever think about. But, you know, my parents had some rules that as a teenager I just thought were so annoying. And so I'll tell you what my parents were that now as an adult I'm so thankful for. So number one, we didn't grow up ever wearing anything with skulls. We weren't allowed to wear anything with a skull or like, you know, bones. And I didn't honestly understand. I was like, Mom, why not? They're so cool. They're so edgy. My mom was like, that is death. That reflects death. We are not going to wear things that celebrate death. And as a teenager, you know, I had all my friends that were, you know, going through emo phases. And I do remember one time I got this tank top and it looked like it was just like a bunch of hearts on it. And honestly, I don't think till to today that my mom ever noticed it. But I remember, you know, my mom being like, okay, yeah, you can get that. It's fine. And getting home, realizing there's tiny skulls in the print that were teensy tiny that you could barely even tell. And I remember in like my teenage mind being like, yes, I got it past my mom. But that's one thing we weren't allowed to do as kids. We weren't allowed to wear things that celebrated death, because my parents are like, that's not something we are going to celebrate, is the glamorization of like death and darkness in our home, because, you know, that is not Christ-like. And the other thing was, is we didn't grow up celebrating Halloween. And in the later years, my parents would take us to like harvest parties, and they did get a bit more relaxed about it. My parents were always very specific on, we are not going to wear things that is celebrating darkness. We're not going to do things that are demonic, you know. And as a child, I thought they were very, you know, dramatic about it. As a child, I was like, Mom, Dad, like, it's not that big of a deal. Like, why can't I wear a witch's costume? Why can't I wear this scary costume? And they were always very adamant on that. And now that I have small boys, and now that, you know, I've gotten a lot older, those things that I thought my parents were really, really silly on, like not allowing us to wear certain things that said certain messages, I realized why they did it. It's because when you start wearing things and you start making a habit of certain sayings and certain ideologies, those things get ingrained in your brain and ingrained in who you are. It brings about a certain attitude. It brings about a certain personality. And the clothes we wear, the style of the things we wear, like, let's be honest, we kind of adapt that, like, kind of attitude behind the clothes. And for my parents, they always let me be creative with my clothing, and bless their heart, my mom really did let me exercise my unique style. And, you know, when I was in high school, I went into a really big, like, I will only wear things that are unique and stand out. And bless my mom's heart, she did let me do that in the boundaries of what was appropriate. And, you know, now I look back and it's kind of embarrassing, because I was that girl that went to high school wearing high heels every day. And I had all these crazy, kooky, eccentric clothing pieces because they made me stand out. They were different patterns. They were bold. And now looking back on my outfits, I'm like, oh my goodness. But you know what? My mom did let me exercise that in an appropriate way. My mom was like, you want to wear something bold? You want to wear that blouse? Like, by all means, it's not inappropriate. You're matching your clothes together. She let me put my outfits together. So I was able to still exercise creativity, but that my parents are very much like, what you wear in a way becomes who you are and sends a message about, you know, what we believe and who we say God is. So I was always known very much for standing out, but I also had that in my mind as a young girl that my parents would continually remind me that no, we're not going to celebrate darkness. We're not going to do skulls and crossbones. And, you know, my parents didn't have boys until I was a lot older. So I'm 12 years older than my youngest brother. So for having boys, I was pretty much, by the time they got to an age of where they were wearing kind of clothes, I didn't really get to see that or see how my parents dealt with modesty with them. Now, my parents still required things to be modest, but that's not really the point of why I wanted to talk about why the clothing we have matters, because I feel like modesty's been talked enough about. I don't really need to talk about why we shouldn't be wearing short shorts. Like, of course, that was a part of my childhood, pushing those boundaries as well. But the area I want to talk about is the specific of, like, What is on our clothes? What are the sayings on our clothes? Because there have been a couple instances now of where I've seen things that have messages on them that are like very anti-God, that are very anti the gospel, and parents will make light of it. And to me, that's not something to joke about, and it's something that we should really be thinking about. And, you know, I just Googled on my phone because I wanted to have it for this podcast. of just kids' clothing with cringe sayings on it. And, you know, there's, apparently I have an attitude, who knew, predictably irrational, let's see some other ones, back off, I have a crazy grandma, I'm not afraid to use her, let's see what else, let's see some different images here. I was just supposed to be a back rub, that's funny. But just like different sayings that like aren't actually, that actually kind of speaking against the gospel. And you know we've all seen these shirts of where you kind of like go, like shirts that talk about either like, you know, oh, you know, I'm crazy, or like never gonna obey, or just, or like little monster, just things that you don't think are that big of a deal, but are actually kind of attitudes behind the shirts. So I wanted to talk about it today just to kind of be a reminder that the things that we put on our bodies, the things we dress our kids with, sorry, that's my son, they matter. And I think a lot of the times we will justify it because, well, this shirt was cheap, the shirt was, you know, whatever. And a lot of the times when our kids are younger, they really don't know how to read, they really don't know. But as our kids get into the older years, they do understand what those things are saying. So are you talking to your kids about that? And in 1 Corinthians 10:31, it says, whatever you do, do all to the glory of God. So that includes the messages that are putting on our shirts. And you know, I've seen a couple things lately that have just made my heart sink, that I'm like, I know you're a believer. And that is not ever something that we should put on our kids. Even if it's just like, oh, ha ha, how funny. It's not funny. It's not, you know, even if you think it's a joke, it's not funny, because those things can become very much like a habit once we cross that line. And so nowadays I feel like it's less of an issue because most people just want very gender like neutral things for their kids. But I just want to remind us all to be careful with the messages that our clothes are saying. And especially if you have kids that are starting to get older, to remember that things like clothes, like the sayings on clothes, they definitely can make an impact too. And if you have older kids that you need to start having those conversations with, of like, look, honey, like, I'm not gonna let you wear that shirt, because you know what, that shirt encourages a attitude that's not glorifying to God. And you know, now that I'm like talking about the subject, you know, I'm trying to think of things I saw as a teenager that was like sassy and spoiled, or like the shirts that I used to buy from like Hot Topic, when you know your parents tell you to not buy them and then you have that shirt you buy. I definitely had moments of where I would push that. Ooh, my son is playing with trucks. But you know, it's a good thing to remember with our kids. Like, there's something we don't do with our kids, and that is we don't really do popular characters with our kids. Not because they're bad, but we don't really do characters with our kids because, like, so like, say like Paw Patrol or Star Wars, or we don't do like Peppa the Pig, we don't do like Barney's, we don't do kids like character shows. Now my kids will watch things like Blaze, they love to watch like VeggieTales. We don't even really do characters on clothing with our kids, like from popular TV shows, because even TV shows are really hard to monitor, and a lot of the times there's always going to be something in the mix of that. And obviously that's more strict than some parents would do, but you know, a lot of parents, they have obsessions with like rock and roll, or like, you know vintage tees that have, you know, old sayings on them, and they can be cute in some instances. I'm not saying you can't have like a cowboy theme, or like, or that your kids can't wear like a cute AC/DC shirt. But it's like, sometimes you see those parents that their kids, like, you can tell what is the most important priority in their house because the mom only dresses them in like that one TV show. And a lot of times it's just, well, my kid is obsessed with this, and I get that. We all have that. Like, I've bought my kids how many dinosaur sweatshirts over the years? But I wanted to bring it up because just scrolling Instagram, I see these messages that people put on their kids. And, you know, for me, I want to put messages on my kids that encourage, you know, not only just positivity, and I hate saying positivity, but I want to encourage my kids to honor God with the clothing and the messages that their clothing says. So for me, that just means avoiding things that go against what the Bible says. And so, you know, I don't put my kids in things that say spoiled, or boys will just be boys, or, you know, messages that are against, like, you know, I don't listen to mommy, or I only listen to grandpa, because, you know, they seem funny, they seem like sarcastic sayings. But yet again, what is that really saying? And is that really the best way to glorify God with what we put our kids on? So I know this was a bit more of like a rambly discussion, a bit more of like an opinion thing, but it's something to think about. You know, for example, like the things I put on the walls of my house, I am very thoughtful of, because it sends a message. And you know, that was always what my dad would say, is like, we're walking billboards for Christ. You know, when someone sees what you wear, what are you a walking billboard for? And you know, it's like, obviously there's going to be people in like realms that have, you know, more emo of a style, that are, you know, preaching to emo people. And obviously there's going to be people that have unique styles that glorify God just fine. But you know, like for my house, what I have hanging up on my wall are, you know, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord, Joshua 24:15. And so that's something I put on my wall. But if I put something else on my wall that's preaching to like darkness and death, what is that going to show someone that comes into my house? In the same way with what we're putting on ourselves, we need to be thoughtful of that with our kids. Like, if our lives are a living example of Christ, what is that saying when we put a t-shirt or clothes on our kids? I'm not saying you can't dress punk. I'm not saying you can't have a cute style, because there's many of us that are country. There's many of us that are kind of into punk rock, classic rock. That's not in itself wrong, but I'm just saying, like, with those like shirts that are definitely a message, like, what are we saying with those things? And is it something that you're aware of? So before we go, let me just pray for you guys. Dear Jesus, thank you that we get to be an example of Christ as we walk about our days. Thank you that I had parents that thought about the clothes I wore and why it mattered, and didn't just let me wear whatever my heart desired. But thank you that my parents taught me that what we wear matters, because it reflects our hearts. And ultimately, we're walking billboards for Christ. And help us to make choices for our children with their clothing that glorifies God. Help us to be moms where people can look at our kids and ask, what is the difference? Why are you guys different? Help us to be able to be available with answers anytime anyone can see that we are set apart than the normal world. Help us to be set apart. Help us to be walking billboards of glorifying Christ, and to always make sure that what we wear and what we do is in line with glorifying you. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, guys, that is today's podcast. I know it was kind of all over the place. I didn't necessarily have like any one solid thing to talk about, but I think it's important to think about, and it's an important topic as moms that we should be thinking about. So before we go, did you know that I have an Instagram? It's called Refined Purpose. It's on Instagram. So if you go over to Instagram, you can search up Refined, and then there's an X, and then Purpose. And if you look me up, you can follow me over there. I post reels and I post other Instagram content over there. And you can get even more daily motherhood encouragement. So make sure to follow me over there and share this podcast with your friends. And I will see you guys next week. Bye, guys.